This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The good news is that we're here with all hands on deck. And fingers as well, toes, feet, elbows, let's see, what other part? Ears, yes, all hands are on deck, all elbows, all everybody.
I feel like you're about to break into head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Really? That's the voice of one Jay Kirshner, along with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program to celebrate the Dodgers. As long as Jennifer is here, we got to talk about the contract for Andrew Toles.
That's a good thing. Okay, I thought you were going to talk about the games this weekend, and I didn't really want to talk about that.
That must mean that they didn't do so well.
Oh, just still singing from Friday night, that's all, when Dave Roberts really? Left a pitcher in for two innings when he gave up five runs.
So anyway, this fellow Andrew Toles hasn't played a Major League Baseball game since 2018, but the Dodgers have renewed his contract. You want to give us the story behind the story of why he hasn't played and what's
Well, you might remember that this guy was like found in Florida. He's got a really serious bout of mental illness.
Schizo. Yeah, right, yeah.
And he was found in Florida, and he was like, people couldn't, you know, his family was looking for him, and then they finally tracked him down. And the guy needs help. And so the Dodgers, knowing this, re-signed him just simply so that he could get his health insurance and that he wouldn't have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a pretty big deal. The team's health insurance, probably better than what he could get on the public dole. And he played every season he was in the major leagues, he played with the Dodgers, but he hasn't played with them for a very long time. But he was homeless in Key West, Florida, back in 2020. That's when it was. So he was charged with trespassing before he was released to his dad. They found out he had all of this mental illness and stuff, but his dad's been trying to treat him. So the medical stuff is going to really help him, the Dodgers. I think it's great for them. Good for them.
Yeah, it is good for them. Yes. All right, I've been doing some data examination, and before we get to the data about what's going on in the Republican Party, because Jennifer's here and she's always on top of that sort of thing, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lindsey Graham, et cetera, et cetera.
She's your personal friend, so, you know.
Yes, right, yeah. She hasn't called back, though. The top touring records at the moment. This is not of all time. This is at the moment. So the data that I have examined on the touring records of those tours that are out on the road right now, you are going to be amazed. All right, the top 10. Are you ready?
It's got to be Taylor Swift, number one.
Who's your what?
Same thing.
Got to be Taylor Swift,
Eras Tour, 100%.
No. Not even.
Well,
she's
Anna
not
Moss
even,
is currently on tour.
She's not even in the top 10.
What?
Where do you get this list?
The highest grossing list. If you go to dataexaminer.com, you will see the information at number 10, Metallica. The current tour has taken in $417 million. The current tour for AC/DC has taken in $441 million. What do you mean, what? Coldplay, 523. The Rolling Stones, $547 million. But the one on the top, this is the one that is amazing. The Rocket Man, end of performance? The highest grossing tour of all time, $818 million, according to Billboard magazine. Let's see, Ed Sheeran at $776 million. And you take in the fact that all of these shows, like the Rocket Man final tour, they've been 278 shows. And they have 51 more dates. So this guy's going to make $1 billion on his final tour. And that's what I find. All right, so where's Taylor Swift? You must have found her in there someplace. I figured the girls would go right for the
No, I was totally tuned into what you were saying. I was listening to your list.
Yeah, I wasn't going to dataexaminer.com because I didn't want to get Chinese hackers.
No malware for me, please.
Sorry.
No.
I'll take it for what you tell us.
Thank you. All right, so let's get to Senator Lindsey Graham taking a shot.
Take over your webcam tonight before you go to bed.
Okay. I'll do that, Jennifer. Thank you. Senator Lindsey Graham blasting Marjorie Taylor Greene for defending the kid who stole all of the classified military secrets from the Pentagon. So, according to Lindsey Graham, Ms. Greene's statement was unjustifiable and irresponsible.
Well, everybody's going out to different pieces of this. Tucker Carlson on Thursday night, yeah, as this guy was arrested, was pretty much defending him, saying, you know, what happened. I take a little different track. I do think there's more to this story. And maybe you taught me that, Doug, because there's mm-hmm. always more to the story when it comes to the government.
Yeah.
But I would say that this, you know, 21-year-old, however old he was, it is questionable why he had the clearance that he had.
Ah, that's where I'm coming down. It's
questionable how that information came from him and went into an online chat form when they can tell when Doug Steffen posts about, you know, a COVID vaccine or the virus coming from China, and they can find you, but they can't find a guy who's put out our most secret classified information
mm-hmm.
on the web.
Mm-hmm.
So I do take it. I think that's very strange, and either, you know, intentional or ineptitude, I think, is what you have to say. So, and then the other kid in the group who then starts passing this around, and it still doesn't get detected. It takes the media who finally gets a hold of this story and puts it out there. And then it takes the media once again to identify this person and put his name out there. So then the FBI is forced to come in and arrest him. I mean, if you want to look like this is not, I mean, you're not in control of your narrative. That's what the government has looked like through all of this. They're just not in control of what's happening or what should happen. They wouldn't even verify whether or not these documents were real, yet they had the investigation. And then not one member of this dumb mainstream news media asked if the information that was in the classified documents was true, because a lot of what was in the classified documents that was released is in really sharp contrast to what the government's been telling us the last few months, including whether or not Russia is winning or losing the Ukraine war. The documents insinuate that they're actually doing a lot better than the media has been reporting, which is that Russia's losing and losing in droves. So why not ask those questions? It's like there is no honesty around here. So I agree that something stinks. Now, I don't think that we should treat people who put like information like this up as heroes, because they're still stealing stuff that's not theirs. But there is something else going on, I think.
So here's the thing I take exception to. Lindsey Graham was on ABC's This Week, and he was asked about this whole kerfluffle, and he said that Marjorie Taylor Greene's remarks could destroy America's ability to defend itself. I'm not sure where he gets that. I think that's a little puffery. He says there are military members serving today from Georgia and other places who are less safe because of this airman. There's no American involvement other than supplying weaponry, unless maybe we don't know that there are American soldiers there.
Oh, no, that was released. There are American soldiers in Ukraine now. That was part of it.
Yeah.
Even though they told us, oh, no, there are no American soldiers. Well, no, the documents say that there are American soldiers at the embassy.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I'm saying we don't prop the kid up to say that he's a hero, because he is putting people at risk, and he's also making our allies not trust us, because can we be a trusted partner? But I think there is also a lot of other questions to examine here, too. It's the same debate with Snowden, hero or zero, right?
Yeah. But, yeah. And so I'm interested in when I ran into Marjorie Taylor Greene at the airport on the plane coming back from Orlando a couple of weeks ago. I just kind of watched what she was doing. And she doesn't the thing that I always bring up when it comes to her is that she doesn't do anything that helps the people that voted her in. She's doing a lot to help herself, mm-hmm. and she's everywhere where there's something going on. But, you know, she went to the jail in New York to talk to the January 6th guys.
Well, because they were being, you know. They
I know, but how does that help her constituents, is my question.
Well, that's true. It's not a directly, I mean, we don't know if her constituents were in there. That's one thing. But everybody left these guys, you know, up the river. And that's what's going to happen to this kid. He's dead. I mean, he's going to be just thrown away. And part of the comment that she made is it's interesting how some leaks remain anonymous where some are right there. And this guy happened to be in a God and Guns group. And so, of course, the media jumps on that like he's some sort of extremist now.
And that becomes his identifier, yeah.
Right. And so now it's just, I don't know.
Well, everybody jumps to conclusions.
Well, it's more of the double level playing field against, you know, people who are blowing the whistle on Trump, who are anonymous and heroes. And then somebody who's putting information out there, we don't even know where he stands politically, but he's in the God and Guns group. And so it makes the Biden administration look stupid, the information he's putting out there. So now we're going to vilify him.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene firing back at Lindsey Graham after the criticism. There were tweets all over the place, as you can imagine, about this kid. His name is Teixeira. He's from Massachusetts.
Teixeira.
Mm-hmm. Teixeira, is that how he pronounces it?
I would think so, because there's a baseball player named Mark Teixeira with the same spelling. Don't think they're related, though.
Anyway, so Green writes, Jake is white, male, Christian, and anti-war. That makes him an enemy to the Biden regime. He told the truth about troops being on the ground in Ukraine and a lot more. Well, okay, so the leak is talking about whatever, pointing fingers, if you will, at our response and what's going on. She continues, if you're a member of the Military Intelligence Committee and you disagree with American policy and you think you're going to be okay when it comes to leaking classified information, you're going to go to jail. Well, that is kind of the way it works, whether you like it or you don't like it. I was happy that things, when Snowden released the stuff and when, what's the other guy's name that got extradited
Bradley
back
Manning.
Here? No, well, Manning, yeah, but the stuff that was in was posted on Wikipedia.
Julian Assange.
That's an Assange. So, yeah, right. In that circumstance, I thought that information was important to know. I don't know that I feel the same way about the stuff that's been.
Well, and we don't even know if it was intentional. That's the other thing.
Yeah. All right. So, still lots of questions, not a lot of answers. But then that's what makes it so much fun, in a manner of speaking, to keep yakking about this stuff. It's Good Day at 18 after.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, 23 after this, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here with our trending social media items of interest. Let's start with NPR, and they're doing a little too much wah, 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 but I think there is something to what they have said about being delisted by Twitter, the political impact of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But as usual, they're making it worse than it actually is. So now there's a big to-do. The National Association of Broadcasters are having their annual convention this week. And one of the things that they're talking about is whether or not social media will support or be supportive of public media, which is, in this case, they're focusing on NPR, and whether or not traditional media ought to be worried about Twitter and what it does. I think that's not the right argument or the right position to take. There is way too much social media. It is way too influential. And just because the folks got caught in the crosshairs from NPR, they're making it about them. I don't think it's about them. I think it's about everybody. It's about everything. It has, you know, the audience, I suppose, maybe in a manner of speaking, the people who are supportive of NPR are going to agree with their point of view. There's no news there. It's like the people who listen to Jennifer on KRLA are supportive of her point of view, and the information that comes...
They're right.
Oh, okay. Yes. Why did I think of that? Right. They are right with a small R, not a capital R necessarily. So anyway, I just think there's much ado. It's not much ado about nothing, but the focus,
a different
again.
Than that. It's that NPR is taking money from the government, and so they mark them as state media, which is legitimately true. But then NPR is like, oh, then you're taking away the fact that we are serious journalists here. Are there any serious journalists? I mean, is there anyone that's not on the take from the government? Because even if they're not taking money,
there's no reason for NPR to get any government money. That's always been my point of view. Jennifer, you've been with me a long time. I've been off on this rant for years, for decades, because it's inappropriate.
God, I keep interrupting you. What a jerk.
No,
go ahead.
No.
I'll just add in this part. The thing that bothers me is that conceivably, if the government's paying their money, during times of crisis or emergency, then those stations would be, like, kicked into gear to spread information that people would need. But you know what's going to happen? It's going to go to the regular radio stations to click into gear and spread information to people, you know, if something really awful or catastrophic happens. So I don't see what the purpose of giving them government money is.
There is no purpose. There's no reason. There's no excuse. There's no real. I should be getting money. If NPR should get money, I should get money. Where's mine?
If public radio, then let them have their donations. I mean, that's what they're doing anyway.
So they do.
If you want to support it,
they're begathons.
Well, and NPR and NPR Politics are two separate handles, both the same organization and both verified with the gold stamp thing. But NPR has the government-funded media tag, where NPR Politics does not.
That's an interesting point. Mm-hmm. Montana, speaking of interesting points, become the first state to approve a bill that bans TikTok over the Chinese government's involvement, shall we say. That's a nice way of putting it. So they sent a bill to the governor there, and I'm guessing he'll probably sign this into law. It makes it illegal to download TikTok in the state. Penalties of $10,000 a day. Not for government, for anybody. If you're caught downloading TikTok, you're going to be fined $10,000. That's kind of an interesting reaction to this. Who would support that? Anybody here that thinks that's a good idea? If you're caught with TikTok, $10,000 ban in Montana.
Wow.
No. I think that's a. I don't know. I don't know what I think.
TikTok's a serious problem.
I think TikTok needs to be banned. But if it should be an educational thing, not a punitive thing. You got to realize what's happening by you using TikTok. That's really what needs to be the bottom line here. 28 after on Good Day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Space travel enthusiasts are awaiting the SpaceX launch from South Texas this morning. Starship, the massive super heavy lift launch vehicle, is 390 feet tall and advertised as the most powerful launch vehicle to date. Starship features 33 Raptor engines that will burn liquid oxygen and liquid methane propellants. The launch is scheduled in the next couple of hours. The House Judiciary Committee is holding a field hearing on the issue of crime in New York City this morning.
New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew had this to say on Fox News Live.
I might be a simple country dentist, but I'm telling you the truth. This guy has literally reduced over half of all the penalties that have come through the courts to a misdemeanor.
Democrats are saying the hearing is being used as a way to distract the public from Manhattan DA Bragg's charges against former President Trump over the, quote, hush money payment scandal. Skip Kelly.
Lance Pryor, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Yes, where's Rod Stewart and his skinny legs when we need him? There he is. It's 34 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner here at the ready, thinking about studying, examining, explaining, channeling. What else? We can, yeah, we're channels of sort, right? Manner of speaking, channeling information. I don't necessarily mean we are in a trance here, but there are those. I guess I can save that conversation for Uri Geller. In the meantime, we are interested in some good news. Life as a member of the Sun City Palms, a performing and marching squad for women over the age of 55. Seems like a lot of work. One of the leaders is a lady named Mary Zeibel, who's 81 years old, has been performing with this group for 23 years. She joined after she saw them in a parade and thought, wow, I want to do that. So not everybody is a cheerleader, or at least did it in high school, that's in this group. There's a lady named Peggy Parsons, who's 81, got involved because she loves dancing. And apparently Ms. Zerbel, she and Ms. Zerbel are friends. They are baton twirlers. Ms. Zerbel said she started twirling batons when she was in grade school. So how many people do this anymore, other than these old-timers here? Do they still have these sort of,
I think so. Colored cheerleaders? Probably. Sure.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of, I think a lot of children still had like do baton classes when they're still figuring things out of like ballet or tap, baton.
Mm-hmm. So this is Sun City is in Arizona, and their slogan for this group, the Squad for Women, aims to, quote, inspire before we expire. There you go.
Cute.
So anyway, it's a big part of these people's lives. I'm sure at the age of 80 or 81 or 80, yeah, whatever, it's a big deal for them. That's a great way for them to stay in shape. There are 30 members and a number of trainees. You have to go through a three-month class to join this outfit, and they have a couple of different routines. The members that they have at the moment range from 58 to 90. And the older you are, apparently the louder the cheers are from the crowd. You can imagine that, right?
Sure.
And anyway, so I thought they're using songs like We Are Family. We Are Family. Who did that song? We Are Family.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly, that's right, too. Thank you, Jennifer.
Look at me. How did I never do that?
Right.
Wow.
You've been around your father too long with his the age of... And my children would probably have gotten it as well because they've been around that music for a long time. Anyway, congratulations to the members of the Arizona Cheer Squad for women over 55. And all the practice that they've been doing, their grandchildren are yelling for them on the sidelines. It's great. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, why not, right? There's no good reason not to do something like that. Very cool. Okay, well, let's see here. We have Jennifer Horn with us, so I managed to dig around in some of the political circles in which she travels. She does mornings also on KRLA in Los Angeles, and that is a right-of-center station. What else do we cover? You'll call it a conservative station, but I don't think it's a good... It's what you guys want to have us think is what conservatism is.
Why are you so rude?
Conservatism is not about politics. It isn't, in my mind, not at all. It's not even close. It's about what you do to save things. And so I know
and that's what we're doing. We're trying to save this disaster of a mess.
So you think. So you say. And
I'll
I'm
tell you.
All right. So let's see how DeSantis is doing. There's a fundraising going on right now that's supporting DeSantis. He hasn't really officially, but I think he's teasing, right? He's going around to Iowa, New Hampshire.
He's not officially in at all.
Right.
And there are questions now about whether he will get in because pretty much all of the momentum, there were a lot of people who were like, you know what, Trump's too much, we're going to go with DeSantis, but Trump has managed to shift. I mean, he's like, the momentum in the polls is insane, away from DeSantis to Trump, and there's huge shifts. And so, we'll see. I mean, I think DeSantis would be stupid to jump in this race, but you know what? It's a free country, and everybody gets to run.
Because you don't want him to run.
Well, no. I've said this all along, is that I just believe that he is the future of the party, and I think that...
Who is Trump?
DeSantis.
Or DeSantis.
Oh. Yeah.
I hope not. I would like to think that there is that in neither of the two titular leaders of the
now,
Democratic Party.
Why would we listen to anything that you want if you just blown apart with conservatives? You can't call them conservatives.
Well, because it's not about that. You can listen to whatever you want. I'm not here to support one or the other because I think that they're all bad for America in its present state. Where are we going? What are we fixing? Trump fixed some stuff. Maybe what we have to do is do what I've suggested for years and have 1 6-year term for any elected office. Make it a federal mandate. 1 year, 1 6-year term for president, 1 6-year term for Congress, 1 6-year term for Senate, 1 6-year term for governor, and that's it. And then we're out of the maelstrom of raising money. Apparently, one of the problems that DeSantis is having is early on, he got some heavy money from a couple of really wealthy people. Whenever I look at DeSantis...
The Koch brothers, I think, were behind DeSantis
they were
for a while, at least.
Yeah, yeah, right. And they have... the Koch brothers have lots of dough, and they have been... Their father was the founder of the John Birch Society, and they pretty much have always been in step with that philosophy. I don't know that I get where DeSantis is in terms of his policy. I know he's a grandstander, and he's done a lot of stuff that gets attention. But what, you know, the Disney thing is an example of how he fell flat on his face with that. He looked ridiculous after Disney outsmarted him. He thought he was so smart, and he was going to do this, and he was going to do that. We're going to go get Disney, and they won't control the state anymore. And they knocked him right on his butt. So, you know, the stuff with him, isn't there some, can't we find somebody who isn't a grandstander, who really does have the best interests of the country at heart? These guys don't. They don't. It's about them.
Well, I think to be fair, I don't know which politician's running for strictly altruistic reasons. You know,
yeah, right.
I think everybody has a very large dose of ego to think that they can run for an office like the presidency. Mm. But that doesn't mean that they're not doing it for the right reasons. I think that, unfortunately, we just get sucked into this game of politics, and it's like it becomes very personal because you have a lot of people with big egos. It's like, stay in your lane. Tell people why it's good. Tell people why what you are doing is good, why it's different, and what you can do to really fix the country, and then be ready to deliver when you get there. So many people, I think people are tired of hearing promises and then getting nothing when someone gets into office.
Well, a lot of these people get into office to supposedly fix stuff have created the mess in the first place.
Yeah.
But they've had a hand in it, that's for sure.
And I think that's why you get people that rush to the outsider candidates like Trump or like Vivek Ramaswamy or, I don't know, maybe on the Democrat side, I don't know, that people are rushing to him. But like Robert Kennedy Jr., I think, has got an
interesting character.
You know, all of these.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, very interesting character. Okay, so what do we think is going to happen? The G7 says to a country, that is all of the members of the G7 say, they will stand up to any coercion over Taiwan. The Chinese keep rattling their sabers, they're going to take it over, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the G7 said, nope, if you do that, we're going to throw you out. And China can't afford, because their wealth, 40% of it comes from us, and the rest of it comes basically from the G7. You think they're making money selling phones, smartphones in Russia these days? I don't think so. I don't think they're making any money. You know, obviously, the whole idea of them doing what they say they want to do or that they should do because it's actually a part of China, you know, it's kind of the same philosophy as Putin going into Ukraine. It's the same stuff. And so where do we go from here with these guys? God only knows. So, anyway, January 6th, let's touch on that a little bit. It's always a little more. There's one guy who was assigned. This is one of the rioters that you see in the video who pinned the police department officer in a doorway. He got sentenced to 7 years in the slammer. Name is Patrick McCoy. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He was at the front of the mob that trapped Officer Daniel Hodges. And so the judge named Trevor McFadden, a lot of McFaddens in the Washington area, described the assault as the most dangerous and violent clash with police. And that this guy's words amounted in action to some of the most egregious crimes committed on January 6th. Officer Hodges told the court, trauma he experienced in the doorway continues to haunt him, and that all Americans were victims of guys like this and their assault. He said, quote, not a day goes by that I don't recall the events. Look at this. How many of these people are still waiting to be tried? That would be my question at the moment.
How many people are waiting to be tried that don't deserve it? This guy, absolutely.
Yeah,
but there's the difference between protesters and rioters and we have all discussed numerous times. People, at a certain point, people were allowed in to the Capitol and they were just going on a self-guided tour, essentially. Then they had the other people like this guy who was causing chaos and violence. And that, do you remember seeing the picture of the officer who was like halfway in the door and you could see the door being slammed on him? As like his face was all bloody and everything.
Yeah.
It was a horrifying photo.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate that it's become so politicized and we can't just go after the bad guys and let the good guys go. It's like everybody there was a bad guy and it's just, I don't know, it's just a mess.
Yep. All right. So speaking of messes, Trump and the classified document case, apparently the lawyer that was handling it is recusing himself and his name is Evan Corcoran. I don't quite, you know more about this, Jennifer, than I. I kind of have blocked out all of this stuff about classified documents because I think it's a red herring no matter who it is, Biden, Trump, any of them. So Corcoran says he's going to represent Trump in some of the other cases. But he's not doing it. Why is he not doing it here? What's the
They might be shuffling issue? Around some of his legal team now because the challenges are just so crazy. So I think they're going to probably put in the people that know this kind of stuff best, right? And
yeah.
If there's something here, we don't even know if there's going to be charges.
Well,
it's just, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
I'm of the opinion, as you expressed it earlier, Trump is going to benefit because he knows how to turn and twist all this stuff around. He's going to come out of this unless they really, and I don't see that they have it. I think this guy is a grandstander in New York. What's it? I keep putting his name out of my mind.
Alvin Bragg.
Bragg. Yeah, that's an appropriate name for him. He's incompetent as far as I can see, and he's just been looking for a way to get attention, and Trump's going to eat him alive. And I think that that's what's going on with these other things. So does that mean he's going to be a good president and get elected again? I wouldn't say that that would be the way to look at it. But I think these people have made a very, very, very strong misstep, frankly. It's 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Replace your worn-out wiper blades and see the road better with help from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Old Rewards members get 4x points and receive a $5 reward with purchase. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Date program. So, Tommy the K is involved in a television program at the moment. Can you imagine?
That's
he
exciting.
Preferred television. What? Exciting. He's supposed to be here on the radio. Never mind television. Come on.
He did make us a promise. Obligations, Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Okay, well, there's always time for more food, farm, and family information, so I pass along some more info. You can follow our food, farm, and family reports by going to foodfarmandfamily.com. Every day, Jay posts the audio from our invitational information that we pass along. It affects you, your family's well-being, your health, where the food comes from, all that stuff. Plus, our American Family Farmer show is there, and just in general, it's a great way for you to catch up on the news that affects you and your family's wellness. Speaking of that, Wellness Natural USA of Delaware voluntarily recalling Jay single lot of Simply Protein Peanut Butter Chocolate Crispy Bars sold in a 15-count variety pack. I have bought these. I have had these, and I like them a lot. But apparently, they're undeclared cashews in these.
Yeah. That
are we ever going to get over this?
Somebody has an allergy to cashews.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, I mean, all the allergy stuff. I'm told, and I've said this many times, if you're a mother and you're pregnant, if you eat all of this stuff, then your children will not be allergic to peanut butter or cashews or whatever else. Milk, if you put it into their systems while they are in your womb, that doesn't, you know, it bodes well.
It works for everyone. Because really? I have a cousin who ate, she loves peanut butter, ate all of that kind of, all of that stuff. Her firstborn had a very significant peanut allergy, needed an EpiPen, needed to stay away from it, but has overcome it.
Where did it come from?
Her other two children did not.
I didn't have, there was nobody in school when I was in school that had these allergies. Where did these things come from? Is my question, much as anything else.
Yeah. Well, that's curious because most people, I knew a couple kids, a couple students who had peanut allergies and we could not have, you know, you could bring peanut butter and jelly or something. You could have that in class. You just had to be away from them.
Mm.
But a lot of the people I know a majority of people who have peanut or some kind of nut allergy and they are older than me.
Yeah.
Like in their upper 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was something that it developed later on in life people are being born with it.
Yeah. I'm not sad that I don't have that problem. All right. Here is an efficient way to suck up CO2 from the air, storing it in baking soda. How about this, boys and girls? There's a new study that shows the methods of sucking up atmospheric air and filtering out the CO2 can be improved by adding copper to the filter and open up the this is, I suppose, fight against climate change, right? Much as anything else. Copper converts the captured CO2 to a harmless baking soda that could be stored in the oceans or turned into a saleable product. So that's, copper that's cool. with CO2 makes it into, it becomes baking soda?
Interesting. Or you just, that's the stuff that we use in fridges, right?
Yeah, to, right. Well, you can bake with
odors.
It. It's originally, they call it baking soda because it was used as an ingredient last night on the most recent, I think there are only three or four more episodes left of one of my favorite programs of all time, The Blacklist. And Spader's character is teaching his daughter's daughter. His daughter was killed a couple of seasons ago, and so his daughter's living with one of the other characters in the show. And he teaches her how to make chocolate cake using mayonnaise. I'd never heard of that before. Have you heard?
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Is it really?
Yeah, one of my old roommates, used to, that was her, like, specialty. She'd make that all the time. It just makes it a little bit more dense and moisturized. Yeah.
Right. All right, here's, speaking of chocolate, the story of a woman who fell into liquid chocolate. She says that saved her life at that factory explosion that killed seven in Pennsylvania. Remember that?
Yeah.
So she says that if she hadn't fallen into, this is at the R.M. Palmer Company, a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. It blew up a couple of weeks ago, and she was inside the building, said her arm was burning when the floor collapsed under her and she fell into a big chocolate vat. And if it hadn't been for that, it would have been the end of me, she said. Wow. So chocolate, once again, proves it can save your life, right? The more chocolate you have in your life, the better it is. But seriously, she could have had a horrible death in that thing because those other people were just burned alive in that explosion. Oy, man. All right, well, chocolate is king as far as I'm concerned. and believe that. And it's milk chocolate, too. Never mind the dark chocolate stuff. Didn't we prove that on the other day? It was dark chocolate bad for you?
Yeah, a lot of metal in it and lead.
Yep.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.